Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello. And welcome to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour programme, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, the local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company, and together we can enjoy a bit of a chat and some music. I hope you enjoyed the theme music. It's a catchy wee tune, gets you tapping the fingers or the feet, which is a good thing because tonight's subject is dancing. So, if I play some lively, infectious music, would you like to dance? Are you asking, I hear you say? Yes, I'm asking. So let's dance. I hope you enjoyed that wee spin on the dance floor. If you weren't quite able to swing around the kitchen or wherever, maybe you were able to dance inside your head. There's a great ballroom inside our heads. In it, we can all dance. We can be the best dancers in the world. We can be dancing with the best partners in the world too. In our imaginative ballroom, even though we're 95, we can be 16 again. There's no limit to the imagination. Anyway, if you've got your breath back, let's dance in the ballroom floor, or in the street, or anywhere in the world you care to mention. Let's dance with the mamas and the papas.
For dance.
When you think of dancing, what picture comes into your mind? It could be ballroom dancing, but it could also be disco or tap dancing. It could be break dancing or ice dancing. It could be baton-twirling majorette-type dancing or ballet dancing. It could be Red Indians dancing around a campfire or Scottish country dancing. It could be New Zealand Maoris dancing a Hakka war dance or Brazilian carnival samba dancing. Or how about Spanish flamenco dancing? I watched a world-famous Spanish dancer in Madrid with her castanets and swirling skirt and tap shoes giving a mesmeric performance to music like this.
Primavera, los pajarillos cantan. Yo no quiero vivir sin ella, porque los celos me matan. ¿Quién será esa niña? La niña de mi sueño, que me roba los besos parece. ¿Quién será esa niña? La niña de mi sueño, que me roba los besos y me hace llevo dentro de mí, y ella es mi vida entera, contenta y feliz, ay, me quedo con ella, me quedo con ella, ay, me quedo con ella. ¿Quién será esa niña? La niña de mi sueño, que me roba los besos y me hace parecer. ¿Quién será esa niña? La niña de mi sueño.
I'm sure your fingers and toes were twitching to that wee number. Well, we can't help it, can we? If we get the right music, it's only human and natural to want to dance in some way to the rhythm. However, what is natural can be controlled or even suppressed. When we feel sad, we don't feel like dancing. Or if, like me, you're brought up in a very strict background, you can develop a hang-up about dancing. I remember a very revealing conversation in my youth with my granny, which went something like this. Granny, all my life, you have told me that dancing is wrong, sinful, not to be gone near. But I notice that when you talk about your youth and how you met and went out with Grandad, you've a twinkle in your eye and excitement in your voice as you tell me about the dancing you enjoyed. You particularly like the Charleston. So if dancing was so wonderful then, why is it so wrong for me to go dancing now? Eventually she conceded that dancing is wrong was a condensed message and slightly misleading at that. Because it wasn't the dancing that she feared, it was what the dancing might lead to. Well, it starts with an innocent dance, son, but it's in the context of alcohol and smoking and maybe peer pressure and maybe being led astray and you may get carried away and do something you might regret later. I think Katie Melua sings here for my granny.
A moment of madness, it's happened before. It could turn into sadness or a civil war. You've got me changing all I ever thought. When you first got so mad, lost your I fell to my knees. Oh my God, what is this? It's a moment of madness. When we drank too much beer, lost our feet, our defenses were down. You got up, tried your luck, bought a dubious round. It can't be hard to resist. It's a moment of madness. A promise of passion, a trailer of sin, a smiling assassin, the demon within. Endorphins are raging, resistance is thin. I find that your theories of life are insane. Feed my brain, I could listen all night. I can't leave till we kiss. It's a moment of madness. And I just wanna stare at your hair and imagine you opening your door. In your drawer there's some leather in there. I refuse, you persist. It's a moment of madness. You know I'm not asking a lot, only your life. I don't want to get what I want, but I'm willing to try. And I'm gonna ask you to stop, but I'm full of
I can see where Katie Melua and my granny are coming from, but it seems a bit of overkill to conclude that dancing is wrong. Dancing is natural, human, lovely, part of life, indeed an expression of life. It's a God-given gift, although he gave some more Terpsichorean prowess than others, it would seem. What was that big word you just used, Mr. Noble? Terpsichorean? Yes. Oh, it's just a fancy word for dancing. Sorry about that, you've got me showing off a wee bit. By the way, another hang-up I've got about dancing is my personality character trait of shyness. I tend to think of folks swirling about up on the dance floor in front of lots of people sitting watching as showing off or flaunting and a bit unseemly. I know that there are inward and outward sorts of people and that for some it's not showing off. But for reserved people, to get up and dance in the spotlight feels like making a spectacle of yourself. But Mr. Noble, you're always performing in front of lots of people, conducting services, going about as a public figure. Yes, but that's in spite of being shy. We all have to overcome things, you know. One interesting footnote to this, though, I should add, is that I never had any inhibitions about taking up ice skating, figure skating, I mean, as a 27-year-old. I could dance on ice in an ice rink packed with teenage pupils who knew me as the school chaplain, and who were waiting to see me fall. It just shows that we're all a bundle of inner contradictions. Some churches include dancing in their worship. Indeed, they see dancing as much a way of worshipping God as singing or praying. Our congregation doesn't dance during the services, but 3 days a week we have all kinds of dancing classes. Scottish country dancing, Zumba, baton twirling, ballet, tap and disco classes. Speaking of dance classes, here's a song from Spring Harvest, Teach Me to Dance.
Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat.
Dancing has always been a picture or a parable of life, vitality, energy, bubbliness. And it's a picture of people working in close, intimate cooperation and partnership, teamwork. It can also be a lovely metaphor of our following Jesus' lead in our lives. You know the hymn Lord of the Dance? It's all about Jesus, full of life, being crucified. In every verse he gets a hard time, but in each chorus he bounces back with life. Listen to the words. They buried my body, and they thought I'd gone, but I am the dance, and I still go on. They cut me down, and I leapt up high. I am the life that'll never, never die. I live in you, if you live in me. I am the Lord of the Dance, said he, and I'll lead you all in the dance, said he. What is life and death but a movement from one dance to the next? It takes two to tango, as they say, so we thank God for not leaving us to our own devices to dance alone. Jesus dances and waltzes through life with us, step by step, as our constant, faithful, loving, dancing partner.
Thank you.
So let's finish with the dancer's prayer. Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you for crossing the dance floor of life and for inviting us to join you in the dance of our lives. Lord Jesus, we confess that we are hesitant about dancing with you, for we don't know how to waltz through life. We don't know all the right steps, and we've tripped and fallen many times before. Lord Jesus, lead us and guide us and sweep us off our feet. Give us the wisdom and discernment to know what you want us to do. Loving Lord of the dance, save us from the cowardice which refuses to dance. Save us from the laziness which refuses to learn your steps. Save us from the coldness which refuses to feel. Save us from the distrust which refuses to follow a lead. Forgive us when we try to take control and tell you how to do things. Forgive us when we block all your attempts to woo us. Forgive us when we take our eyes off you. Forgive us when we spurn you in favour of another, or even just ourselves. O Lord of the dance, we thank you for being our constant, faithful, loving dancing partner, waltzing through life with us step by step. We know it takes two to tango, and we thank you for not leaving us to our own devices. So, Lord of the dance, keep us in time and fit us for your heavenly ballroom. Bye for now.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
He is just and true in all his ways.
He is just and true in all his ways.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
Shout for joy, for the Lord is good.
He is just and true in all his ways.
He is just and true in all his ways.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song to be a